This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 190 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 26th of May, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Today's hosts are Brad, Stephen, Jason and Jody, and our guest is going to be Chris Voss. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hey, Jason. How are you, mate?
Hey, not too bad. What's going on?
Not much, mate. Not much. Just chilling out here in Melbourne.
Cool. And it's a cool air.
It is very cold here at the moment. We had some rain yesterday.
I got the heater on as well. No rain here, but it's overcast.
Yep. Rain's good sometimes, but not all the time.
No.
So how's your week been, mate? Any news you want to report on?
Not too bad. I went to Blacktown this morning. They had a bit of a festival there, so I met up with a friend and we had a walk around and checked that out. It's not too bad. Got some photos taken and stuff while we were there.
Cool. Good stuff. Spotify made it to Australia this week.
Yeah, I saw that. Gave it a try out. Got like 48 hours to test it for free.
Yeah.
And then if you give them your payment details, you get like, was it 30 days free to try
it out?
Yeah,
30 days, yeah, which I've done.
You cancel it before the end if you didn't want to go on. But
yeah.
If you really like it, I guess you'll keep paying.
$12 is pretty good, though. It's pretty cheap, do you reckon? I don't know. For me personally, I think it's pretty cheap.
Could be, yeah, if you really like listening to the streaming music and stuff, that'd go down well.
Love it. Love Spotify. And there's a lot of people who use it now, so...
And
I still love Ardio. Ardio is still a great service, so I'm not going to diss them in any way, but they're pretty good.
No.
They're still great.
Yep.
And what else has been happening? QuickFlix.
They
brought out a new app out, this week. And that's a great app to get on the iPad.
They're coming to Xbox too, aren't they?
Yes, they are, yes. Hopefully they're going to be happening in June.
They're going to be everywhere. It's going to be on Netflix.
Can't wait.
QuickFlix.
Yep, can't wait. And also we've got Steve on. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, mate? You're wearing your Navy suit thing.
Yeah, it was for my Memorial Day special show. Of course, it's Memorial Weekend here in America. And I think you Australians got like your version, which I admit I forgot what it was.
Anzac Day.
Earlier.
Anzac Day.
Anzac, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, Anzac Day.
So, that's pretty cool, mate. Good on you. And also we got Jody. Hey, Jody.
Hey, how you doing,
hey,
Brad?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it is warm here. I
is
can't
really?
Believe you guys have the heaters going.
Yep. That's winter sure for us.
We
sure do. And we also have got Chris Vossi back again. He was on a while back, but he's back again.
Yeah.
For a different reason.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I love that intro. I got an erection from it. It was telling me how great I was, and it was amazing. Can you play that again?
No, we can't. All right, Jason, let's jump on to the news before we go to Chris Voss.
Alrighty, Leap Motion, a San Francisco startup, wants to change the way you control your computer with the little device it revealed this week. The Leap is a small 3D motion sensor that goes in front of your computer and creates a 3D interaction space of 8 cubic feet from which you can use your hands and fingers to direct your computer. The makers of the device, which is reminiscent of the Nintendo's Wii and Microsoft Kinect, say it is 200 times more accurate than anything else on the market, no matter the price, and can track your movements down to 1/100th of a millimeter. It's more accurate than a mouse and as reliable as a keyboard and more sensitive than a touchscreen, the company says on its site. For the first time, you can control a computer in three dimensions with your natural hand and finger movements. Wired Magazine's Robert Baldwin was fortunate enough to get some hands-on time with the Leap Motion and said he was somewhat surprised to discover it to be everything portrayed in the demo video above, but predicted it wouldn't be replacing the computer mouse or trackpad anytime soon. It'll be a secondary input device for most people and a primary input device for just a few hardcore users, he said. Joining the battle to redefine internet search, Yahoo is taking aim with a new browser enhancement it calls Axis. It alters browsers made by other companies to display search results in a more convenient and visual format. The troubled internet company Yahoo released Axis in Apple's App Store late on Wednesday in the US. That version will only work on Apple's iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The software can also be installed as a plugin on most major browsers used on desktop computers and laptops. Apps for other mobile devices are in the works. A device running Axis can display search results in a panorama of visual thumbnails that can be scrolled through above a web page. It's a departure from search engine's traditional presentation of a list of said web links that require more navigation and guesswork. Searching through the links has outlived its utility, said Shashi Seth, the Yahoo senior vice president. Users are demanding more now because we're all short on time. All the other major search engines are adopting new formats intended to make it easier for users to find information without clicking through page after page. 2 weeks ago, Microsoft previewed an upcoming change that will spread Bing's search results in three columns, including one devoted to personalized recommendations pulled from Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking services. Last week, Google unveiled a new search feature called Knowledge Graph that seeks to provide more immediate answers by highlighting information from a database containing more than 500 million entries about people, places, and other commonly requested things. The biggest challenge facing Axis may be overcoming the perception that Yahoo stopped innovating in search when it joined forces with Microsoft and started relying on Bing. And Siri has had her visitor badge revoked at IBM. Apparently, she can't keep quiet about what she hears. Although IBM has allowed the iPhone 4S and other employee-owned consumer smartphones and tablets, like so many other companies barraged by their smartphone-toting workers, company chief information officer Jeanette Horan has said that it's been more of a migraine than a cost-saving solution. We found a tremendous lack of awareness as to what constitutes a risk, Horan told MIT Technology Review. Now they're trying to educate their employees. Many voice recognition services like Siri actually transmit the words spoken to them to a database so they can get smarter, grow their vocabulary, and learn different accents. But loose lips, however, seemingly benign or even academic in nature, are counter to the secretive and competitive nature of business. For decades, corporate information technology departments held the keys to mobile communication. They portioned out the devices that they configured with approved software and to that end controlled what got in and out of the company. But now there's a bit of potluck approach to communications with everyone from the CEO down in bringing their own device with a smartphone or tablet. It is the consumerization of IT, Vincent Chivo, chief executive of DeviceLock, said. There's an overall mingling of personal and professional in terms of content stored on employee-bought devices. Inevitably, stuff ends up merging and leaking out, Chivo said. The problem is that you don't always have access to a person's individual device. And that's news for today.
Good news, mate.
Yeah.
Any news you want to report on about that, Steve? You want to give any feedback on that stuff?
Oh, geez. You know what? I've been trying to fix in the lower third. I keep on messing up with Jody, Steve. You know, all that. So
I think the problem is when you say something to Siri, like book in secret meeting on the 25th of August and tell it what the secret meeting is, it'll send that to Apple and then Apple will find out what IBM and other companies and Samsung are all getting up to because their employees are just talking to Siri and telling them stuff, which gets sent to Apple Siri servers to pass the information and learn.
I love Siri. That's so cool. She's very smart. I don't know what you think of it, Jason. Do you use Siri much?
No.
What about you, Jay? Do you use Siri?
I love Siri.
Yeah, I agree.
I do. Yeah, I think Siri is really neat. And I can't wait to try the Leap thing that you reported on, Jason. I saw the video that shows how it works. And I was in awe. And if it works half as well as it looks like it does, I think it's kind of revolutionary.
We look forward to your review.
Yeah, as soon as I get one, right?
Yeah, can't wait.
Do you think they're going to put it on other devices? You know, like maybe Mac computers or iPad or whatever?
It'd probably be useful on a mobile device. Instead of trying to tap on the tiny little icons on the tiny little screen, you could just wave your hand at it and go, Wingardium Leviosa.
That'll work too.
And I think if you couple it with Siri, then you can just talk and move and you don't even have to type or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the future, people.
It is the future.
It's the future.
Talking of the future, we've got Chris Voss on. He's going to be the future of the internet.
He is the future.
Well, he will be the future.
The comedy. Oh, it's funny.
Chris Voss is here.
Wow. It's a good thing it's 2012 and the world's ending in this year.
So, Chris Voss, tell us about what you do, mate. You just start up a new podcast and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
one thing I was going to say, you know, because like you said, I'm very innovative and I'm all about the future. I really think that some of the places they could put Siri to really make a quality of difference in people's lives is Siri would be great in a sex doll. Because, you know, that's where I really think, and our company's trying to raise funding now, we want to put Siri into a sex doll. And so that way, you know, Siri can talk back to you, you know, while you're, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, I've been doing a podcast. Now every guy's thinking about that.
Love it.
They don't want her to talk back is what they're thinking.
Because sometimes while I'm having sex with my sex doll, I like to search for local restaurants on Google Plus.
Take out.
Yeah. Sexy Siri.
I mean, come on, I'm not the first one to get naked and talk to Siri, am I?
I think Raj and the Big Bang Theory was the first one to do that.
The Big Bang Theory. She just has that sexy voice that just brings you in. And you're like, oh, Siri. And then you start petting the phone. Anyway, what was the question again?
Talk about Jump.
What do you do?
Shark.
Yeah, talk about your podcast and stuff. What made you into podcast and Chris and your Chris Voss show and stuff? Because last time we spoke to you, you weren't doing any podcasting.
A long time ago, back in 2009, when Twitter was coming out and everything, and I wanted to do something that was entertaining. I've always been kind of a talker, a blabber, whatever the case may be. And so I wanted something that I could use as a platform to communicate with people and, you know, I'd basically tell people about who I was, what my brand was at the time. You know, I came from a background of over 20 years of being a serial entrepreneur, so I wanted to share some of that experience and knowledge, which is what my blog was about. And at the time, there was like Tiny Chat and a few of these things that were really trying to make things work, Ustream. The technology was pretty lame at the time. And didn't work on a consistent basis. We started playing with doing shows. I actually had like a co-horse. We had a co-horse at the time. Because I just found that, you know, I could dominate most of the conversation if the horse was there. Every now and then I might get a with the co-host. I had a co-host, and I had a really good co-host. She was really funny. Much like Jody is on the podcast we're doing now. She's really funny. She was good about rapping off of whatever I came up with. And then, of course, introducing stuff of her own. And I could rap off of it. And it was a really good show for about 4 or 5 episodes. And then she got busy with her married life, whatever she was doing. It was just always a struggle to put it on. And we were doing it live every Tuesday and Thursday. And so I created the Chris Voss Show with several different potential goals in mind. One was, of course, doing a podcast. I'd seen what Leo Laporte was doing and liked what he was doing. And I'm like, well, I'd like to do some of that. And so we named my blog the Chris Voss Show because really I've just always been a big mouth. Being a CEO in my life, I've always had to be a big mouth. I've always had to communicate the message. I've always had to talk to employees, do the company newsletter. You know, people have always looked to me to lead them, guide them, and be the communicator. And so, to me, one of the things of being a CEO is just being a big mouth, because that's really what you spend a lot of your time doing is creating vision and helping people hopefully be inspired to bring the company to that vision. So that's a lot of what it was. And I was like, well, you know, since I talk about whatever I want and I've been through a lot of different things in my life that I can speak to or my interest may change over time, I'll just call it the Chris Voss Show. And it doesn't really have to be defined by any certain thing. It's just whatever the hell Chris Voss wants to talk about. So I named it the Chris Voss Show. We tried to do some episodes. We did some podcasting. Podcasting became part of it. But there was kind of a moment there where podcasting looked like it was really not getting popular, and like Twitter was kind of taking over podcasting and leaving podcasting behind. And so we kind of bailed on it back in 2010, and it was on iTunes and everything. So we bailed on it, and over the past couple of years, I guess mobile has really embraced podcasting again. And given kind of whole new venues to exposure of podcasts and playing podcasts. And, of course, as systems have developed, it's become very much easier to download them and play them without some of the nightmare stuff that was going on in 2009. So we reintroduced going back into podcasts. I like the format because I hate typing. I hate writing a blog and editing it and all the nightmare stuff. I'm the sort of person that can just sit and rap something out and put out a line of BS, I guess, for 30 minutes, like I'm doing here. So we did that, and now we're doing something that's really cool and exciting. I'm interviewing CEOs. Being a CEO background, I've always kind of had this knack of being able to talk to CEOs and understand things from their perspective. I hate talking to employees. It's like the worst thing ever for me. I like talking to the people in power who know what they're doing, know where they're going, who have vision, because I share those same sort of principles of mindset in my thing. I can look at stuff and see where the vision is going, or at least I hope I can. We're doing this series where we're interviewing CEOs. And of course, I'm doing podcasts with the lovely Jody Rains, who we borrowed from your show, and she's rocking it out. I think I pretty much keep her laughing through most of the show.
It's true.
And she brings her own perspective to it. She brings something that's fresh when it comes to ideals. You know, she's just not following me around in circles. She's come up with her own ideas. She's actually come up with her own stories that she's brought to the show. And that makes it more interesting because number one, I'm not having to do all the work, and number two, she can be the what is it called in a relationship or husband and wife? She's the better half, certainly the much better looking half. So she's kind of my hook to draw people to the show because God knows that people don't want to see my ugly ass on the show. But we're doing video and audio. And since you haven't asked me any questions, I guess I'm done here. I told you everything.
So how many episodes have we done so far, Chris?
I think there's 13 now.
Okay.
There's 13 now. We're using Jody so far in the episodes where we're talking about stuff, about social media. We're kind of reviewing some of the cool apps of the day, some of the latest news.
Cool.
And her and I try and cut stuff with the latest news. And then I'm going into the CEO things. We kind of did a whole smash of CEO things within 3 days. I did like 9 of them or something, or 7. I lost count. I've lost my brain from it. It's a challenge to be able to line everybody up, as you know, for a podcast. That was a challenge I had back in the day. I had trouble getting people to show up on podcasts, which is probably one of the reasons I'm here today. I just had trouble with people being consistent, you know? So hopefully we found a magical system. Jody has done like 90 or 100 podcasts. I assume you're on all those, Jody.
Not all of them, but...
Oh, okay.
I mean, A2SM, yeah.
But you definitely, on your A2SM website, I mean, you've done close to 100. You've shown that you are committed to the format and committed to entertaining people. And so...
Yeah.
That's really what I want.
She's great. Yeah, she's great on the Tech Webcast. She does great stuff. Yeah, she does some really cool voices.
And honestly, I'm honored to be on both of your shows. So, I mean, what a wonderful opportunity, Chris. Thank you. And to be here on Tech Webcast with Brad, Jason, and Steve has been absolutely eye-opening and tremendous. So,
hey,
I'm the lucky one.
We're honored to have you, even if you're only doing it to meet the provisions of your parole. as punishment for something. I mean, it's punishment to be on our shows.
All right. I'm sure Jason got some questions for you. Chris?
Yeah, how did you get into doing the podcasting?
how did I get into it? Like, what drew
me to it? What gave you the idea that you would like to start doing that?
Well, I saw a lot of people that were doing it back in 2009. I saw the wine guy, I forget his name. He does the, he had the really successful wine thing. I saw his podcasts, and I saw all these people that were doing podcasts that was really successful. I was like, okay, well, that's cool. At that time, Leo Laporte, you know, did his really great, he was doing great podcasting and had a great audience. And I love what he did and talked about web. And so I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And to me, early on, we were doing videos instead of typing blogs, because just typing blogs is a nightmare. I'm like, my time is worth an X amount of dinero. And to sit there for, you know, 15 minutes and type a really good post, but then spend 2 hours and edit and spell check. And, you know, the spell check grammar Nazis are always at your throat. And I'm always making mistakes, you know, half the time I got one contact in the morning or something. And I it looks like something spelled right. I publish it and the grammar Nazis are after me. And so I loved the format of video and audio because I can bang it out and you have no idea. I'm misspelling. I've misspelled everything I've said so far. So I love that format. I love podcasts, love being able to share it because I can wrap it out and it's done. It's freaking done. Yeah, you know, and I'm pretty good at public speaking. I like to think, there's a few words I wish I wouldn't use like as much, but I'm pretty good at public speaking and just being able to jam it out. There I did it again. So
you did.
That was not a punchline. So the, I've just always had that ability. You yikety yak enough. You just kind of have this ability to ram it out. I don't have to do all those edits. I mean, on one hand, I kind of like to do that ADD Nintendo. What's the word I'm looking for? It's that insane thing like some of my friends do, like Justine and other people on YouTube. They do those cut and paste. They must edit them like 500 times in there. There's like 500 cutaways or whatever. I just can't do that. It's like, look, I'm going to slam this thing out and there you go. You got my time.
What sort of equipment do you use for recording the show and what services do you use for broadcasting it?
I'm making it available. I'm pretty cheap and easy. I'm just using a Logitech C. Is it a C920 I think I have now? I just upgraded from the 720p version of Logitech, so I'm using their Logitech thing. With publishing, we're using PowerPress and Blueberry to help publish and send everything to iTunes. Just real simple, easy, quick, all that good stuff.
Are there any podcasts that you listen to or watch that are your favorites?
Brad's podcast, of course, Tech Webcast.
Thanks.
One of the things that got me back into podcasting was Adam Carolla, who I'm a huge fan of, Adam Carolla's podcast. And I started seeing how these podcasts were being used in his format for Zap and other apps, and podcasting were making this so much easier to enjoy the medium. And I was at an AT&T event, and a couple people were like, yeah, we love your podcast. I'm like, what podcast? And this is about a month or two ago. And I'm like, what podcast? They go, yeah, you're on iTunes. You got a podcast. And and I'm like, dude, that podcast hasn't been done since like 2010. What the hell? And they're like, oh, yeah, you know. And they're like, well, you should do a podcast. And I'm like, do you guys really listen to this crap? And they're like, yeah, we do. We listen in our car and traffic. And, yeah, we love listening to podcasts.
Just surprises you who's interested and how many.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, really, you know, we're moving on. We've always done video on the Chris Voss Show. So I'm just – and we do so much video and YouTube integration. I'm like, why would anyone want to – watch a podcast when you can just go to my YouTube or the Chris Voss Show and watch it? And then I'm looking at, like I said, these iPad apps. There's a really great one. I forget what it's called. There's a lot of other ones, and it's so easy to keep your subscription and track, and it doesn't take up a lot of data and time. It seems to work pretty seamlessly, and so people really love them. So that got me back into it, and I'm pretty happy with the product so far. In fact, the last few days where people are finally catching on, I guess, and I think we've got quite a few subscribers now. On the show, I think we were closing in on 200, I think, at one point. So we're 200 subscribers, so we're pretty freaking happy about that.
Yeah, it's good when you've got regulars that keep coming back. You must be doing something right.
Not really. Not really. I mean, if anything, what they're probably doing is coming back to see the stupid, like, oh, let's see what the idiot farm's doing again. So that's probably more of what that is than anything.
Well, it keeps them coming back. That's the main thing.
It's kind of like watching a car crash.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can't look away.
All right, Steve.
Can't wait. And that's really what my talent is people, people come to see the car crash. And they're like, oh, I can't look away. Let's see what this idiot's doing today.
Yeah, all right. Steve, questions for Chris?
Yeah, I noticed you were mentioned the Huffington Post. Has other tech sites or blogs help your show out or
in promoting it?
Yeah, because I know yours was mentioned in the Huffington Post. I just read it earlier.
Oh, yeah, on my website, I've been mentioned in the Huffington Post. They did an article of people that donate to charities and promote charities with their blogs. And so that's what that was.
Okay.
Technically, my podcast is only now, I think, only a couple weeks old, or a week and a half old, if even that much. So, some of those CNN, all those other things haven't gotten picked up by the HuffPo yet or any other news sources.
All right, cool, man.
Probably won't because they'll be like, we don't want any competition from Chris.
Chris, what about reviews? You do a lot of reviews, mate, of iPhone stuff and iPad apps. And what's your favorite iPhone app and iPad app, and also your favorite iPhone case that you reviewed?
I would say Path.
Yep,
cool. On both the iPad and the iPhone, Path is by far my favorite app. I use it the most. I check into it the most. It's the most intimate relationship people that I have. I like it better than Facebook. Most stuff I post on Path, I will post to Facebook and Twitter and share to both mechanisms. So it kind of helps me share from one point. But I also like Path because there's some stuff that I want to say in Path that I can probably only get away with my close friends. And so I'll keep stuff. It's just a little bit more private and intimate for me. And I really like the experience on Path. The other thing I like about Path is it shows me who sees my stuff.
Yeah.
And as someone who kind of likes to entertain and have fun, if I see that you like my stuff and you give me smiles, I'm like a comedian. If you clap for me, you're just egging me on. So it just gives me fuel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Path really helps me where I can see who's looking at my posts and what's going on, I get a lot of feedback, and once I see the feedback, I'm just like, cool. If you give me feedback that you like something, I'll give you more.
Okay.
But sometimes I wander around in the dark, and I just go, is anybody listening? I mean, if it wasn't for Google Analytics, I'd be worried.
So what's the plan for your podcasting, Chris? You just got back in about a week ago, and what sort of guests have you got lined up coming up?
We've got a bunch of guests we're talking about. We're talking to, trying to get, I can probably suggest, we're going to have the son of, Tom Ziegler, the son of, Zig Ziegler, who now runs the Zig Ziegler, empire, if you will. We're in discussions with him to have him on the show, and he's been a friend of ours for a while, and we promote his book, and so we're hoping to get him on. We had some discussion about that today. we've made some offers to some high profile social media people that I've known for a while. I'm just waiting to see if they're gonna want to come promote their stuff. And then I'm going through my book of friends in the tech business. And then I've asked a bunch of my startup friends to go through their books, and they're slowly contacting people and putting out. But we pretty much want to do a lot of this CEO interviewing, and then it would be great if me and Jody could do maybe a daily show or an every other day show. It pretty much just comes down to, you know, what the news is that we can really riff off of. And I don't like to talk about too much speculative stuff or too much stuff that someone can listen in a year from now and go, what the fuck? Or we'll sound stupid once the news comes out on what the clear answers are. Mm. Like recently there was a thing about the Facebook stock guy. And a lot of the news is really gossipy in tech, and, you know, the trades are running around going, oh, this guy's, you know, obviously trying to get out of taxes. He made a statement earlier on, or through his people, that he hadn't done it, to get it out of taxes. And it finally did come out, and he finally ended up having to make a statement on CNN to squelch it.
About Eduardo Saverin, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I try to stay away from some of that speculative, gossipy stuff. We really try and stick with, you know, apps, stuff that's real, reviewing stuff, talking about stuff. It might be something that me and Jody will get into a little bit more. We'll talk about different products that get sent to us. We don't really want to turn it into a commercial for product. I mean, if there's something I'm really bonered up about, we might talk about it. The only biggest challenge is getting Jody, who's on the other coast, into it. So I'm trying to get her to move right now.
What?
She's like, news to me.
Yeah, she's in shock by it.
There's a lot of news to me today, but that's cool.
And congratulations on that new baby boy.
What the hell? She's having a baby.
Really? I'm pregnant?
It's a joke. Anyway, so what else is happening, Chris? Any other stuff?
Well, how much stuff do you want to go on? You just keep asking me.
Well, we want to know. We want to know. The
for love of God, the pressure is mounting.
So I'm sure JD's got a question. JD's got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, JD.
Yeah. Well, actually, I really respect Chris because he knows so many different new and exciting apps that are coming out. And I mean, the short time that we've been doing this, you introduced me to Starry, to Little Monsters. I'm trying to remember all the different apps that, you know, like you're like, hey, try this, try that. I guess I'm curious, because you seem to be right on the verge, right on the cutting edge of these things as they're being introduced and just starting out. How do you find out about them?
I thought I found out about them through you, Jody. I thought that was you that was doing that. That was me? I have a lot of the trades. There's different websites that I have that as soon as an app is launched in the App Store, it goes live. I'm an Apple developer, so I have access to some of that. And I just kind of watch the trades. There's certain trades that it's kind of funny if you really monitor what's going on in the tech world, that there's a few, two or three top news leaders, and everybody else just pretty much rewrites whatever they run with. It's kind of like everyone quotes the New York Times sort of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's a few good ones. I mean, there's Tech Mimi is one of my favorites. They're a great collaboration of stuff. I, of course, love Pulse. Pulse is a great way for me to put all my news in one place and quickly get to it. I've always had this ability. It's helped me in being an entrepreneur of very quickly assimilating stuff, knowing what I like, understanding its vision. I've always had the ability to walk into a company very quickly, be understand what it's going on, how it operates, and usually understand what its problems are and how to resolve them faster than most people that have worked there for years. I just have this weird ability to see things in a very simple format. I mean, I start one of the companies that I started and held for over 20 years I had a 10-minute conversation with an employee of another company and pretty much was able to build a business model. They had no idea what they were talking about, but I was able to build their business model out of a 10-minute conversation. And we launched the company based upon that 10-minute conversation. And I pretty much knew most of the business model. Figured that we'd fill in the blanks and the rest as we went. But I just have that ability. There's a lot of CEO friends that I have, and they just have the ability to walk into a room and understand a problem solve very much quicker than most people can. It's a really weird thing that we have. And that's actually been the thing that's helped kept me innovating and doing all the things. I mean, there was a million stories in my businesses where sometimes you were up against the wall where you're losing money, or sometimes if you know you didn't act within the next few months, your company would be probably broke. And you had to sit down and innovate pretty much because you had to, not because you wanted to. And we're like, okay, somebody's got to come up with resolving these problems. And so I've always had that kind of ability. And it's probably like comedy or anything else. It's just a strengthening of the mind. So I have the ability to look at stuff and determine whether I like it, see the vision of it. And so I try to stick with that. I mean, we could probably just rattle off every app that launches on the App Store, but I try and look for stuff that's really revolutionary or has a good vision or I think has the potential for success that's going to be around in a year or two. And it's really going to have that sticking thing. And that might, you know, change the world in a little bit. I mean, I talked about Instagram when it first came out and loved it. From its inception, there's a lot of stuff we interviewed the CEO of Flood the other day, and he reminded me about how a year and a half when they barely launched, I was one of the first proponents of Flood, and I love the product. I thought it was awesome. I said, you know, these guys got a great vision. They're really going to go. He's like, I've been a fan of your show ever since. And here now, a year and a half later, they're hugely successful and launching a great website and doing awesome, and we're able to talk about some of the even cooler developments they're doing. So that's what I really want to have. The other thing I'd answer your question a little bit further, and hopefully we'll get into more of this with Jody, but one thing that's come out of the discussions with CEOs is I think the third CEO that I interviewed said, you know what, I'm going to offer something to the readers of the Chris Voss Show. If they do XYZ, sign up for Nimble.com and email me at info@nimble.com, their URL. Once they sign up, we'll give them 60 days free trial. And if they already have the 30-day free trial, we'll add on another 60 days so that will effectively give them a 90-day free trial. So it was kind of funny. The next bunch of CEOs that I had lined up, I said to them, I says, well, the last CEO gave something away for free. What do you got? And they're like, oh, well, okay, well, here, we got a special link. If they do this special link, they'll get free Twyla so I think what's going to be happening is more and more, maybe me and Jody will, if the news is light on a day, we'll probably talk about product, and I want to see if we can't have some companies offer some freebies to have their product talked about on the show. And then also we'll probably continue on with the CEO thing where you can take and listen into the CEO stuff.
Cool.
And get some free stuff from their company, or at least trial or something of that nature, to promote something special and sweet. Right. So it gives people a reason to listen to the podcast. And my apologies if I'm running too long. Just cut me off.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cut you off right now. We'll talk to you in a minute. Jason, any other stuff you want to report on, mate?
No, that's it for me.
So Spotify launched this week. What's your view on that, Jason, about Spotify?
Yeah, I tried it out. Seems quite good. Tried out some different tunes and stuff. It found all the stuff I was interested in. Cool. And found similar tunes that I could listen to.
Okay.
It's not too bad. I don't think I'll be signing up for it. I mostly listen to podcasts, and Telstra's got the Mog coming soon.
Oh, okay.
And that should be unmetered, so it'll work even better than Spotify, which will count against my quota each month.
Nice, okay. All right. Spotify is great. I've been using it all week. It's a great service. So is Audio. I don't want to put down Audio, but I'll be using them for a while. But unfortunately, I am using Spotify now. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Steve, do you want to say anything before we go?
Oh, did you already mention about Netflix? Or?
Oh, QuickFlix, yeah. QuickFlix launched a launched a iPad app. Yeah, but that's quite cool. You can watch streaming movies and stuff. It's the same sort of thing as what you have, Steve, over in the US.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah, it's coming to everywhere. They're going to have it on Xbox and all the mobile devices and stuff.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Have you used it yet, Jason? Or?
No, I didn't even download the new app yet, but I would like to maybe try it out on my Xbox once it's launched there.
Yeah, I'm hearing it should be launched in June, hopefully.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I'm also in the process of getting someone from their company to come on the show to chat about it. It's going to be quite fun. Next week, we'll be chatting with Brian Brushwood.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, next week.
Mr. Schwid.
Yep, can I wait for that? Apparently he works on the Twit Network, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, cool. And Jody, you been enjoying the Chris Voss Show past episodes and that stuff?
Yes, I've been having fun with Chris. And also I've been, I know we talked a little bit about it, but Facebook, you know, with the IPO and all the trials and tribulations they've had, buying Instagram a few weeks ago, $1 billion or something that Zuckerberg put down on Instagram. And surprisingly, this past week, they released an application.
Yeah, they did.
A camera application. Mm. And also a Pages application. I don't know if you got that, but they're separate from Facebook, although they do integrate. And
Pages
they kind of unusual that they would launch another application, you know, that's kind of like an Instagram competitor when they just bought Instagram.
Well, maybe that might have fell through. Something Sarah Lane and Leo Laporte were talking about that app the other day, and she was saying it may not go through or something. Maybe they just use that as a alternative. Maybe I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
That's what she said, but I don't know.
Remains to be seen, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. And Chris Voss, what's your view on the new camera app, mate, on that Facebook app?
I like it. I think the deal will go through. The Justice Department is required to review certain transactions, I believe over $250 million, so it's just routine paperwork. And they don't really compete or monopolize in the sense of service to customers. So I don't think – I think some of that stuff is speculative that Leo Laporte's talking about stuff.
All right.
I love the camera, but, you know, honestly, I'm going to keep using my iPhone camera and then deciding where I want to take stuff.
I'm sticking with Instagram. I'm not using the new camera. I'm just sticking with Instagram. It's just easy to use, personally.
Well, is the Instagram, do you have to pay for that?
No, it's free. You can share the photos from Instagram, then you can share to Facebook and Twitter and them cool places. So it's pretty cool.
One thing that you guys have down there in New Zealand and Australia that we don't have yet is that new Sony Spotify competitor.
Yeah, that's came out. Yeah, I haven't actually checked it out yet.
Yeah, now we're jealous.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, Chris Voss, where can they find you on the interwebs, mate?
TheChrisVossShow.com. TheChrisVossShow.com.
Was that a radio voice you're trying to do there?
What?
Was that a radio voice you're trying to do there?
Yeah.
Maybe we should take some lessons from Jason. Oh, sorry.
Well, you can listen to Jody. Jody can do a voice too. Jody, far away.
Which,
you know what's funny?
Well, she can do a radio voice too.
No, I don't do a radio voice.
Oh, well, Jason can. Jason,
welcome to the Voss Show.
All right, so where can they find you on the internet, Jody?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept. You can find me at my website, webmarcom.net. Find me here at Tech Webcast or on the Chris Voss Show. And, soon to be relaunched is A2SM, Addicted to Social Media.
You're gonna be very busy with podcasts.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, very busy. You can find me on Twitter at Brad Oz on the Tech Webcast. Steve, where can they find you, mate?
Of course, on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude and on Twitter, chatterbox_live.
Wicked, mate. And what's coming up next week for your show? Any plans or...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be filming for the next two Saturdays of the Columbus ships.
Nice.
Be doing that.
Cool as. All right, Chris Voss, you're a legend, mate. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And unfortunately, Peter McDermott never turned up. I don't know what happened to him.
But, you can find me on Twitter
at
WAULOK and bluebilby.com.
Yes, indeed. And that's been episode 190. And Chris Voss, you lost the game.
I lost the game?
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads.
Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world.
A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes.
Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest-running tech news podcast.